Right, so we're on Daf Dalet today. So I'm getting Daf Dalet. That's Psachim Daf Dalet 4a, the top line. Everybody all set? So it says, now the Gemara is busy talking about, remember that we have to be careful the way you speak and everything else. The Gemara, remember the Gemara had said that the person, and he went out, and he the way it was a way to tell, you know, how, which crops were doing well and things like that. And then there was an incident with somebody who had passed away, and he didn't want to tell him directly. So the Gemara, let me let in. So the Gemara on the top line. So the Gemara says, Rav Barachud Rabbi Chia Bar Achte. So Rav was a nephew of Rabbi Chia through both his father and his mother. Means Rabbi Chia's parents had each had prior marriages, and then they had a child by each marriage. So his father had a prior marriage and a child, and his mother had a prior marriage and a child, and they both married. They had Rabbi Chia. So the two stepbrother, stepsister, who weren't related to one another, got married. So Rav was a product of that union between the stepbrother and the stepsister. So Rav Barachud Rabbi Chia. Rav was the son of the brother Rabbi Chia Ubar Achte, and the son of the sister of Rabbi Chia. So the Gemara says, Kisalik Lahatam, when Rav went to Eretz Yisrael, he says, Amarle Ivu Kayim. So Rabbi Chia said to him, is your father Ivu still alive? In other words, Rav came from Babel, and Rabbi Chia says, is my, you know, brother by the half blood, Ivu, who's your father, is he still alive? So Amarle, so Rav said to him, Ima Kayemet. Now there's different ways. The way Rashi takes it, it was a question. Is Ima Kayemet. Now, either Ima is his mother's name, or Ima is saying my mother. And there's different ways to touch it up. Ima Kayemet. So Amarle, so then Rabbi Chia said to him, Ima Kayemet, is Ima your mother alive? So Amarle, Ivu Kayem, is Ivu alive? Anyways, the Gemara says, Amarle, so Naniach, that Rabbi Chia understood that both Ivu and Ima had passed away. And Rabbi Chia didn't want to say directly that they had passed away. So Amar le Shamei, so upon hearing the responses or lack of response, Rabbi Chia said to his attendant, he says, Chalotli min alai, take my shoes off, Volichilai achrei lebeit amerechatz, and bring my garments to the bathhouse. So those are the things he says. Take off the shoes, he's in Avelos. But he says, take my garments to the bathhouse. The Gemara is going to learn he only has to do if it's a Shmuah Rechoka. Again, in Avelos, there's a Shmuah Krova and a Shmuah Rechoka. Shmuah Krova, if I hear within 30 days of the death of somebody, that's a Shmuah Krova. So then the person's obligated to do all the Dinim of Avelos, the regular Shiva. If it's a Shmuah Rechoka, if I only hear about the death and it's after 30 days after the person died, so then, there's Machloket in the Gemara in Moikatan, but the way we hold a Halacha, you only have to do one day of Avelos. So Rabbi Chia, this was his brother by the half-blood and his sister by the half-blood had both passed away. He's hearing about it, but it was a Shmuel Rechoka in both instances. So he only has to do one day of Avelos. So the Gemara's going to learn he only has to do part of that day. So the Gemara says, and so therefore he's saying, take my clothes to the Beit HaMerachatz. He wanted to really teach the Talmidim that indeed it's Mixas Yom Kukula. We'll see. So the Gemara says, Shmami Natzlat. We can learn three things from this incident. And frequently the Gemara is learning three things. There's always three things. Shmami Na, Avel Asur B'din Ilat HaSandal. We see that an Avel is prohibited in the Ilat HaSandal. So that's not such a Chiddush, but the Chiddush is that even if it's after 30 days, he's chayiv in the Ilas HaSandal. Ushmamina Shmu Rechoka Einanu Hegel Yom Echad. From here, we also do, so if you hear about the death after 30 days, so then you only have to do Avelos for one day. Ushmamina Mixar Yom Kukulo. When you see that part of the day, it counts. In other words, he said to his attendant, bring my clothes to the Beis HaMerachatz. So when you're in Avelos, you can't go to the Beis HaMerachatz. So obviously, before the end of that day, he would be out of Avelos. Okay, who's gonna, let me do a few more lines and I'll pause, okay? So now we're on line 8. So the Gemara says, Ahuda Amar Dunu Dini. It was somebody who would always say, he was very sort of litigious, you might say. He would say every dispute, let's go to Bezdin, let's go to Bezdin. In other words, he didn't want to work things out, let's go to Bezdin, Dunu Dini. So Amri Shmamina Amidan Kaati. So the Gemara says we could deduce that this person who went around saying that.
Oh.
What? Okay, one second.
Hi, honey. Okay, how are you?
So the Gemara says we could deduce that he was from Shevet Dan. He says Dechtiv Dan Yadinamo Kachad Shvatei Israel. Dan will judge his people like one of the Shvatim, meaning that Dan is into Din. So if he's going around saying, let's go to judgment, let's go to judgment, let's go to judgment, that's a semen that he's from Shevet Dan. Then Ahudin Havakazil Ba'amor, there was somebody else who would go and say, Akef Yama Asisni Birata. This is my look at what this means, but Rashi's shot is, I want to build my palace by the sea. So here, that's not quite Mukhrach. In other words, the first case, that's unusual to go around always saying, let's go to Bezdin, let's go to Bezdin, let's go to Bezdin. That's an unusual thing. So the Gemara says we can do see was from Shevet Dan. Here the person says, a lot of people like to build their homes on the water, right? Like you ask a lot of people in Kings Point, they like to build their homes on the water. So the Gemara says, so in this case he said that, Bad Kuvashku. So the Ben Yehoyada says here, they investigated and found it out. In other words, not 100% Mukhrach, a person says, I want to build on the water, that he was from Shevet Zvulun, so Bad Kubashkuhu, but they investigated the Mizvulun Kaati, that indeed this person was from Shevet Zvulun, that he was Zvulun Lachof Yami Mishkon. And this is from the Brachot that Yaakov gives his sons, that Zvulun will reside by the ocean, you know, on the seashore. So he had a natural proclivity that way. All right, who's requests, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, I'm moving on then. Okay, so we're around 15 lines down on Dalet Amud Aleph. Everybody good? All right. So the Gemara says, "Bahash the Kaimalan to Lekuliyama or to who?" So now coming back to our main topic, we said the first mission says Or Liarba Asar on the night of the 14th, which is the night of Erev Pesach. Everybody says Chiyuv B'dika. Remember we said that once you do Bitul, the B'dika is a Din D'Rabbanan. So the Gemara says. He says that everybody agrees that or means night. Michti, bein le Rabbi Yehudu, bein le Rabbi Meir, chamesen was sore le mishe shod lamala. So again, this is a Mishnah which is on Daf Yud Aleph, which is actually 1 week from tonight. If you want, you can look. It's on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's a famous Mishnah. So it says, Rabbi Meir Omer, this is the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Meir Omer, Oakland kol chamesh, v'sor fin b'chilat shesh. Rabbi Meir says you can eat for the chametz, that is, for the first 5 hours of the day. So that would be till 11 a.m. Let's say the sunrise is at 6 a.m. and sunset is at 6 p.m. And assuming that we're judging the day from sunrise to sunset, that would mean on Erev Pesach, you could eat chametz till 11 o'clock. B'sorfin b'chilat sheish. And then you would burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour, which is like 11 o'clock also. That's the sixth hour is from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Meaning that at that point, chametz is asur b'hana'a. And we want you to destroy it. In other words, so there's a the chiv hashpatas chametz is clicking in at 11 o'clock on a derabbanan level, and then Rabbi Yehuda says ochlin kol arba. You can only eat the chametz for the first 4 hours of the day. Again, assuming everything the way we said before, with a 6 to 6 day, and the day is sunrise to sunset, so you can eat till 10 a.m. And that's the way we hold the halacha. But tolan kol chamesh, then the next hour is between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, everything's in abeyance. I can't eat it, but I can still get hanah from it. And then I burn the beginning of the sixth hour. So come back now to Dalet Amud Aleph and welcome Seth. We're around 20 lines down on Dalet Amud Aleph 4a, around 15 lines down. So again, Bahash the Kaimalan, the Kuliyama, or to who? So now he said, according to everybody, or means the night. Michti, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, bein the Rabbi Meir, chamesin was torn mishe shod lamala. So the only chiyuv to destroy chametz is from the sixth hour on a Duraisa level. From noon is the chiyuv. So he says, v'nivdok b'shit. Why do we have to do the b'dika the night before? Why do we have to do b'dika the chametz the night of Erev Pesach? Why can't I do b'dika, you know, at the sixth hour, at 11 o'clock on Erev Pesach morning, because I don't have to destroy it on a derisa level until noon. B'chitema's reason maktim l'mitzvot. Maybe you'll say that the reason the Tana tells me to search the night before is because we have a klal, it's reason maktim l'mitzvot. The people who are zealous try to do the mitzvahs as early as possible. So if that's the case, nivdok mitzafra. So then I understand, but you check at daybreak. That would be the way to do it. You know, you check early in the morning of Erev Pesach. Dichtiv, Uvayom Ashmini Mobasor Olato. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to give a bris milah to a child on the eighth day. This is by Yom Ashmini. Vitani, we learn in the Braisa, Kol Yom Kulu Kasher Lamila, that the whole day is kasher for bris milah. Means if a child has to have a chiyuv bris, technically he could have it at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, or 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Elosh is reason makdim lemitzvah. But it's reason, people who are zealous are makdim to mitzvahs. They try to do it as early as possible. Shnemar, by Shkim Avram Baboker. This is by the Akedah. So Avram Avinu was commanded to consider the Akedah. He didn't leave for the Akedah the night before. He got up early in the morning. So that's the chiyuv, early in the morning. So why am I doing bedikah the night before? And Agav Orcha, you know, when it comes to bris, so a person should try to do it, you know, bizrizus. Although there's a tshuva from the Shus Yaakov, which Rabbi Simon had mentioned once, where he says that anything before chatzot is viewed as zrizus. If you do it in the morning, it's viewed as zrizus. So, and then there's also an issue like that comes into play frequently. Like sometimes people have, you know, they want people to come, and then it's a tension between zrizus and Baroba Mahadra Melech. In other words, the person has a lot of family, whatever, and the family will only show up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's not Zrizus, but I'll have a lot of people. That's a certain tension in Halacha. Anyway, so it's back in the Gemara. So he says, so the question is why you have the Bedika the night before? So Amrav Nachbar Yitzchak, Bishash Menedam Mitsim Bivatehem, Voran Area Fellow Bedika. We want to pick a time when people are in their homes, and at night people, you know, people are active during the day. At the end of the day, they're in their homes, and or an area for the bedika. The Gemara is going to learn, though not tonight, that you should check Laor Haner, that the Or Haner is a good search mechanism, and we want the light of the candle to be effective. And the night, and if you look at the last number line in Rashi, Or Haner for the bedika, Belayla, Vayom Machshich. In other words, during the day, it's not going to help. Bim Tomar Yivdok Laor Hayom, so you'll check by sunlight. We learn later on that the searching should be with a candle. All right. So the Gemara says, let me just do two more lines and I'll pause. Amar Abaye, Hilkach, Hai Surman Rabbanan, Uliftach Bi'idane, Ba'or Titlesar, Danagi Arbesar. Therefore, a Talmid Chacham shouldn't begin his, even if he has a regular time of learning, let's say like we have Daf Yomi, and that I usually don't do it, you know, Daf Yomi on Leil. You know, Leil Bedikas Chametz, let's say you have the Chiyuv Bedika, whatever it is, let's say it's 7:45, and you have your set learning at 7:45, you should push off the learning and do Bedikas Chametz. He says, Dilma Mashcha Le Shmaite V'Aktim Nui Mitzvah, because we're concerned, you get so involved in your learning, and you prevent doing the mitzvah. Okay, let me pause and we'll say, so the basic idea of the Gemara wants to say that the Bedikas Chametz, the Chametz were Koveya at night, because that's the time when people are in their homes. And so we got to where you should be. And there's also a time when you could check L'Or HaNer. We want you to be able to check by the L'Or HaNer, by the light of the candle. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
Why can't you check Alot HaShachar? It's also dark and people are home.
Alot HaShachar. Alot HaShachar is already daybreak. We said
it has to be night.
We want it at night. Yeah, got right? It. All right. Let's see. Going further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says. So now I'm at this we did already. So now I'm up to Baal Mei Neimi Rav Nachman. Okay, we're around 20 lines from the bottom. Everybody with me on Dalet Amud Aleph. Let me let somebody in. Okay. So the Gemara says Baal Mei Neimi Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They pose the following question to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir bayit lechavero biar ba'asar. Let's see, you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven owns a premises, and he leases the premises to Shimon on the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. Amid Levdok, who has the obligation to do bedikas chametz? Who has the obligation? So the Gemara says, Ala maskir levdok de chamira didehu. Do I say the obligation redounds to the lessor, in other words, to Reuven? Because since we assume, let's say, Reuven was living there, so any chametz which is in the premises is Reuven's chametz, so maybe he should be the one to check. O Dilma ala socher levdok, or perhaps the obligation to bedikas chametz is on Shimon the lessee, in other words, the tenant. He says the isur bershute toy, because the isur is going to be in his rishus. You know, if remember, according to Tosfos, the reason you have the bedika, remember why wasn't Beetle good enough? So remember the Baalei Tosfot said that we're afraid that you'll find some chametz and then you'll want to eat it. You know, so the person's the tenant. So that makes sense that he from that perspective that he would have to do it. So the Gemara says, where's his Tashma? So we quote from the following Braisa. it says, Hamaskir Bait Lechavero, if a person leases a premises to his friend, Ala Socher La Sotlo Mezuzah. So the tenant has to put up the mezuzah. So in other words, we're trying to be Medama Milta La Milta. We don't have an answer. We want to find out who has to do the B'dikas Chametz. Is it the landlord or the tenant has to do the B'dikas Chametz, where the landlord was in possession of the premises up until Erev Pesach. And so the Gemara says, well, maybe we can, you know, learn from a din by mezuzah. Let's say I have a similar situation. Now, the Gemara is assuming right now that mezuzah is chovet abayit. In other words, there's a question whether mezuzah is chovet abayit. Is the mezuzah an obligation on the premises, or is it chovet adar? Is it an obligation on the person who resides in the premises? So the Gemara is assuming that mezuzah is chovet abayit. So let's take a look. So the Gemara says, Tashma maski by the chaveru ala socher la sot lo mezuzah. So the Braisa says that the lessee, the tenant, is the obligation on him to put up the mezuzah. So we think, just like there's an obligation, even though it's a chovet abayit, it's an obligation on lessee. So to here, it will be an obligation on lessee to do the bedika. So the Gemara says, Hatam ha'amra mersharshi mezuzah chovet adarhi. He says, no, over there, mezuzah is chovet adar. Mezuzah is the obligation on the person who resides in the premises. So obviously, if you're leasing the premises, then that's your obligation to put the mezuzah there. You're front and center. That's your obligation. He says, Hachamai, what's the din here, though, by B'dikas Chametz? So anyway, that's the question that they posed to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Amar Luhu, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Talmidim, whoever was asking, he says, Tanina, we learn the answer to this in the Braisa. Hamaskir Bait L'Chaveiro, if a person leases a premises to his friend, Reuven leases to Shimon, Imach Lo Masar Lo Maftechod, Chal Arba'asar Lo Maskir L'Vdok. If on the evening of the 14th, he, the lessor, the owner, the landlord, had not yet given the keys to the premises to the lessee, then the obligation redounds to the lessor. It's the landlord's responsibility. So we're going to look and see what's the situation on Leil B'dikas Chametz, on the night of the 14th. On the night of the 14th, had the landlord yet given the keys to the premises to the lessee? Now, we'll talk more. Rashi learns that Mesirat Hamafteach, giving over the keys, Rashi learns is the kinyan. It's a whole question about this, but we'll see in a minute. So he says here, if he had given him the keys prior to the night of the 14th, he says, Allah socher l'vdok. Then it's the tenant's responsibility. All right, let's just do the Rashi, and then we'll talk a little bit, and we'll take it from there. So let me see the Rashis here. One second. Yeah, it's around 2, 4, 6, the sixth very wide line downstairs. So in Rashi, he says, Mesir Mafteach, hu kinyan aschirut. Rashi says that's the kinyan aschirut. And aschirus, it's not exactly the same as in English. In other words, in English, if I'm leasing a premises, so the tenant doesn't own anything, right? But in halacha, it means the tenant acquires certain rights in the premises. He's got the kinyanim in it. So the kinyan aschirus Rashi learns is Mesir Mafteach. So if before he gives the keys, now it's the 14th, so then the obligation to do bedika, that's chal on the landlord. He says, Shadayin haitab birshuto, that's in his rishus. So everything's in his rishus. But afal pi shemasar lo biyom, and even though he gives the keys to the tenant the next day, he says, kvar chal chova alav. The obligation already was attached to the landlord. Now, a lot of the Mefarshim ask on this. You see, normally we say by land is only acquired with Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. Those are the Kinyanim that are good for land. Mesiras Mafteach is not a Kinyan by land. That's the question they ask against Rashi. So Tosfos over here takes it that, you know, as a practical matter, if the tenant doesn't have the keys, he's not going to have be the one to do the checking. The one who's got access to the premises is the one who as a practical matter. But they want to answer for Rashi and say that when it comes to schiras, when it comes to leasing a premises, there is an additional kinyan, and that kinyan is mesirat hamafteach. By schiras, it's a little different. So the question we had is, I have a landlord, I have a tenant, and now something's happening on the 14th. That's when the tenancy is beginning on the 14th. Erev Pesach, who has the obligation now to do the bedikah? So the Gemara says, who was in possession of the keys? Had the landlord given the keys over to the tenant prior to the night of the 14th? If he gave it to him the keys before the night of the 14th, it's the tenant's responsibility. If it was given afterwards, it's the landlord's responsibility to do the bedikah. Okay, who's your questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
I have a question. Who owns the chametz? Who's the actual owner?
Yeah, you know, so right. The ownership is a separate issue. In other words, it presumably the tenant does not own it because he's not entered the premises yet. So the chametz is the landlord's chametz. But if I'm in a premises, you know, there's a chashash. I can't have chametz floating around all over the place, right?
Right. Does the person who's leasing the property, will he be over because he didn't? If he doesn't make, let's say,
no. On the night of the 14th, there's no ownership issue.
No, but the next day, if he stays there, if nothing gets cleaned out, the guy whose property it is. Wouldn't he be over because he's owning chametz on Pesach?
Right, right.
We're not at ownership yet.
He's talking about the ownership of the chametz. In other words,
no issue of owning chametz on that night.
No, it'll matter.
No. In other words, if the chametz is not disposed of, then who's going to be over? So in Achinami, the landlord will be transgressing from that. It was Balyera Bayimatse, I can't have my own chametz. In other words, if I have your chametz in my home, so I'm not really transgressing Balyera Bayimatse.
Right, just the Tosfos is worried about you're going to find and eat it, but you're right, so you're not over anything.
Right, then right. That's in other words, if I eat it, then I will be transgressing.
Well,
even if I eat your chametz, I still transgress. Right. But you're right, the Balyera Bayimatse. That's my own chametz, not your chametz.
Right, so it goes back to the guy who's renting the property, the owner of the property.
You say renting and leasing, that could be the tenant or the landlord. So let's use lessor and lessee. Lessor is the owner, lessee is the tenant, okay? And tenant or lessor and lessee?
So the lessor is his chametz.
Right, that's correct.
Okay. What is the Gemara saying that when you don't, if he doesn't have the key, if he doesn't have the key, yes, he's not in the apartment.
Right, but the point is he's getting the key, though, on the 14th. Yeah. So who's got the obligation now?
If he doesn't have the key, then watch the choice. If he doesn't have the key, it's obvious that it's cheap that he's not...
No. The point is he's getting the key on the 14th. So who's got the obligation? All right. So I'm going to move on, okay? All right, let's see. Let's see further. All right, now... So now we're around six lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Aleph, 4a, around six lines from the bottom. Now, again, so we just established that it's when the Mesirat HaMafteach takes place, when the keys are given over. So if the keys are given over before the night of the 14th, it's on the tenant. Arthur, you have to mute yourself, okay? It says, and if the keys are given over afterwards, Then it's the landlord's responsibility. Okay, now Baal Minim Rav Nachmar Yitzchak Hamaskir Bayit L'Chaviru Ba'ar Barasar Has Ketubaduk Wein Has Ketubaduk. Now we just said again, if the landlord is giving the keys, let's say on the morning of the 14th, it's a strange time to do a transaction like this, but maybe it's not. You know, people have these homes like they go to Florida where they used to pre-COVID and have all these deals, so. So we said it was the landlord's responsibility. But now, as I, as a tenant, am I entitled to rely on the presumption that the landlord did bedika? In other words, the landlord is leasing the premises to me, and he gives me the keys the morning of the 14th of Erev Pesach. So the Gemara just said it's the landlord's responsibility to do bedika. And imagine it's not, let's say, a one-room apartment. Let's say I'm renting a big mansion with 20 rooms, so it's a big ordeal to do the bedika. So am I entitled to rely on the presumption that the landlord did the bdika? He says, let's take a look. So the Gemara says, so my title, I have not presumption. The Gemara says, "Lamai nafkamina lishaili." What's the nafkamina? Ask him. Ask him. He's giving the keys. You say, "Did you check last night? Did you check the bedikas chametz?" So he says, "Delete lahai lishayule." He's not around. I can't ask him. Apparently, I didn't ask him. Whatever, he wasn't around. He sent the shliach with the keys. Whatever. So I can't ask the landlord whether he checked or not. So latruchi lahai mai. So are we matriach? Do we say as a matter of halacha that this tenant, Reuven is the landlord, Shimon is the tenant, do I say that Shimon now has an obligation to do bedika? If he can't ascertain with certainty that the landlord did bedika, then notwithstanding that it was the landlord's responsibility, that he, Shimon, now has a chiyuv of bedika. That's the question. So Amar Lu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tanitua. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, there's no problem. We learn the answer to this, or we can extrapolate the answer from this, from the following brisa. It says Hakol Nemanim al Biur Chametz. Everyone has Nemanus, and was believed with respect to Biur Chametz that a bedika was done and the chametz was destroyed. Afilu Nashim, Afilu Avadim, Afilu Ketanim. Even women, even Avadim means an Eved Kanani, even Ketanim, someone below the age of Bar or Bat Mitzvah. So it means even though these individuals are not kasher to give edus, they're not kasher to give edus in a bezdin, but they are believed to say that we know that the owner checked it last night. They believe with that. So now we want to extrapolate from this brisa an answer to our question, whether I can assume that the landlord checked it. So my time of Mehemni, why are they believed? Why is the women, the Eved Kanani and the Katan believed? Top line on Dalet Amud Beis, everybody with me? Okay. Lav Mishum, the Cheskato Baduk. Is it not because there's a presumption that a person will check the premises? There's a presumption that people will check their premises. In other words, that's a presumption, a halacha, that people will check it. He says, meaning, even if the person is not a chaver, remember, in halacha, in other words, a chaver is like a person who's, you know, eating food in a state of tahara and all these other things, but it means, in general, like a very frum person is a chaver. So even an amaha aretz is assumed to be a chaver for this din. He says, the ksavar, that we hold that everybody is a chaver when it comes to b'dikas chametz. So it means that really the reason we believe I need a little tosos on this, okay? So there's a presumption that the premises are already checked. So I'm going to believe the child, the woman, the eved. Let's look at the top tosos on the top right, okay? So lav mishum dechizkato baduk. He says, tema. So tema is tosos' strongest question, okay? Tosos got four terms of questions. Tema is tosos' strongest question. So tema, my salkadaitach, what is the Gemara thinking? So then what do I need the statement rule from, let's say, the woman? Let's just keep one category. So in other words, the Brisa says that I can rely on the statement of a woman. So the Gemara says it must be that there's a presumption that people check, that they already checked. So then what do I need the statement from the woman? So he says, we're talking about a case where the balabayit, the owner of the premises, is already in the town. Afgav the cheskato baduk came into ita beir tzarikli shal himenu. In other words, even though there's a presumption that he checked, I have to be mavarer as much as I'm able to be mavarer. So if the owner of the premises is in town, so even though it's cheskato baduk, but I have to ask him. So that's what helps if I ask the woman, the Eved, or the Kantan. If they say he checked it, I don't have to ask him anymore. In other words, Reuven, it's Reuven's premises. And Reuven, I can assume Reuven checked his premises, but you know, presumably Reuven is a frum person. We have a presumption that people are doing it, but it means that they're Shomri Torah Mitzvot. That's what it means. But the if Reuven is in town, I have to ask Reuven. But if a woman says I saw Reuven check it, or the Eved Kanani says he checked it, or the Katan says he checked it, I can rely on that. He says Afal Gav, still in Tosos, the fourth white line. Afal Gav the Gabi Tevel Samchinana Cheskat Chaver. By Tevel, we rely on the Chazak of Chaver that he's taken all the ties off of it. But Ein Sarich Afil Lishoyel, I don't even have to ask him. Tikna shol yivol lidei michshol. So since he's sending me food, then I can rely and say that he checked it. That's an affirmative statement. About gabi b'dika, afilu yibaduk lo yekol kach michshol. But by b'dika, even if he doesn't check it, it's not the worst case scenario, not the worst case in the world, since he presumably did b'tol and things like that. L'chach tzirich lishoel imhu ba'ir. And then, so you have to ask, whether if he's in the town. So that's okay. So let's go back. So again, so we said if I'm leasing a premises on Erev Pesach, so the landlord had the keys on the night of Erev Pesach. The landlord had the obligation to do it, but then we conclude our transaction or arrangements on Erev Pesach in the morning. So am I entitled to rest on the presumption that the landlord did bedika? So the Gemara is saying, or Rav Nachman or Yitzchak is saying, based on this Braisa, I could rely on that, because the Braisa says that if a woman, a child, or a slave, says something, I could rely on it, and we think it's working off of this presumption that a person does bedika. Let me do a few lines and I'll pause. Okay, so two lines from the top. He says. So the top line, he says, the Kesavar Kol Chaverim Himeisa Bedikat Chametz. When it comes to Bedikat Chametz, all Jews who are Shomri Torah Mitzvot are Chaverim, presumption that they're doing Bedika. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Chaver Shemeit V'niach Megura Malei Peirot. If a Chaver is like the from person who's a Talmud Chacham, a Chaver is really a person who's very makpid on Tuman Tara in general. He says, and he passes away, V'niach Megura Malei Peirot, and he left a storehouse filled with produce. Afilu hein b'nei yoman, even if miruach had just taken place that day, the piles were leveled that day. When the piles are leveled, that's when the obligation to take trumas and masros clicks in. We've had that before. Harein b'chazket metukanim, there is a presumption that all the trumas and masros were taken from it, because he's a chaver, and the chaver would take care of it right away. So we think that's the answer to the question, and that's based on our interpretation of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, we might. Who says that's the explanation of the Braisa? In other words, you had this whole shtickl Torah. You said the Braisa is working, that everybody's got a presumption that they did b'dikas chametz. So we might. Dilma shani hacha mishum deka amrihani. Maybe it's not working with the chazaka. Maybe for reasons that we have not yet clarified, the statement of the women, the Eved, and the Katan carries the whole day without a chazaka like that, in which case you're out of gas. So the Gemara says, "Shem dekamri hani atu amir dehani midi mishasha itbe." So the Gemara says, "Does that make sense? Is there any legal significance to the statement of these people?" Now, in the Masifta, they said it's more focusing on the katan, because we'll come to see in Tosfos that women have a lot of areas where they are do have nemanis. But whatever the situation, at least certainly by the katan, there's no substance to it. So elamai de cheskato baduk. So what do you want to say? What, in other words, the Gemara is going back and forth between two potential hezberim in this brisa. There's only two choices. Either it's working off the chazaka, there's a presumption that people check, and then the statement is just icing on the cake, or there's no presumption that they're checking, and then the statement is carrying the day. So elamai de cheskato baduk. So there's a chazaka that is checked. So then, if that's the way, so the Braisa should say, not Hakol Ne'amanim, everybody's Ne'aman, it should say that all premises are in a presumption that they've been checked. Elamai, Mishum Amir Dahani, so you want to go back and say it's because of the statement, Halo Amri Hani Lo. So it means if they don't make the statement, the women, the Eved, or the child, so then there is no presumption of it. So tif shaminad ein cheskatobaduk. So even if that's the interpretation, but I can still extrapolate that then if that's the case, that there is no, in other words, either they're carrying the day or they're not carrying the day. If they're carrying the day, then the presumption is there is no chazaka. And there's no chazaka, so if a person leases the premises on Erev Pesach, he can't rely that somebody did it. So the Gemara concludes, lo, li olamei malach cheskatobaduk. No. In the end, I'm going to say there's a presumption that the premises have been checked. Bahacha, b'mayaskina. But what is the Braisa talking about? The muksaklan de lo badak. That the case in the Braisa is that we know that the person did not check the premises. In other words, the whatever the case is, the woman or the child or the eved he says v'kaamri hani batkine, and they're saying we checked it. In other words, the owner of the premises didn't check it. but the wife or the woman in the house is saying she checked it, or the Eved Kanani is saying I checked it, or the child is saying I did the bedika. So he says, so mahu detema lo lehim ninu rabbanan. I would have thought that the chachamim don't rely on them. In other words, how can I rely on a woman, on an Eved Kanani, on a child? Kamash malan came into bedika chachamim mid rabbanan hu. Since the chiyuv to do bedika chachamim is only rabbinic in nature, to be the right to be on a Torah level, just be told nullification alone is enough. He knew Rabbanan mid Rabbanan. The Chachamim believe these people. So let's go back again. So this is summarized, and I want to do a Tosfos with you, and then we'll pause. So so we asked if a person, he assumes the tenancy of a premises on Erev Pesach. Can he assume that the landlord has done bedika? And the landlord is from, and the tenant's from. Can he assume that the landlord did bedika because it was an obligation on the landlord? So we quoted a brisa that said that that we believe a woman, an Eved Kanani, or a child regarding the bedika. So the maskat of the Gemara is that there is a presumption that people do check the premises. But the case in the brisa of the Gemara wants to say is that we know that he didn't check it. In other words, we know that he was busy last night. We know that, or I saw what he was doing, and he was busy with other things. What does Rashi say? He says, it's around the 25th, it's around midway down in the narrow lines in Rashi. He says, it's near the Lakaman Yud in brackets. Kigon Shrinu Tarud, we saw he's busy. Or he left on the 13th. In other words, we saw the person, he left the premises on the 13th, so he certainly didn't check the premises on the night of the 14th. You know, he went on a trip on the 13th. So that's the case in the Brisa. But they're saying that we checked it. In other words, they're saying on our own we checked it. So the Gemara is saying two different things. The Gemara is saying that there's a presumption that people check the premises. But where I know somebody didn't check it, the person who was supposed to check it didn't check it, then indeed I can rely on the statement of a woman, of an Eved Kanani, and a child, even though they can't give edus, I can rely on them that they checked it. Just one second. He says, because the whole chi of bedika is only a din derabanan, and the rabbis believe these people on a derabanan. All right, let me just do a little tosfos with you, then I'll pause, then we'll take questions and comments and thoughts, okay? Let's do the third tosfos, okay? Hey, everybody with me? Hey, Mnuhu Rabbanan Bidrabbanan. Everybody at the spot. Robert, do you see the Tosfos, Robert? Okay. So, Hey, Mnuhu Rabbanan Bidrabbanan. So, Tosfos says, Avogav the Chodavar Shub Yadam, Hey, Mnina Luhu, Lenashim Babarim, Bafilu Midoraita. He says, Tosfos says, not so clear. In other words, we do believe women and other people if it's Biadam, if they have, dominion and control over all the elements. He says, every day we believe women concerning shechita, if they did the shechita, or maybe they observe somebody else doing the shechita, or the nikur is like triburing the meat. And then in Ksubas is a Gemara about a woman that gave a man food that Masrot hadn't been taken from. It sounds like normally you could rely. In other words, that's a woman that you divorced and she doesn't get her ksuba. In other words, because she deviated so much from the norm, so she doesn't get her ksuba. But it sounds like normally I could rely on a woman for that. So if that's the case, what's so shocking that we're believing these people? What's the thrust of the Gemara? So the Gemara says mikomakom. And again, in these cases, by the shechita, and it was I shouldn't have said that she observed somebody doing shechita. Means that she's doing the shechita. Means if she's doing the shechita, the woman is doing the shechita, the slaughtering. The woman is doing the nikur, the tribering, or the woman who was taking the maestrot. So there, she's in control of the object. So there, we would believe a woman or an eved. And we're an Eved, certainly. So he says, Mikol makom, gabi b'dikat chametz, this is in Tosos, the first medium-wide line, by b'dikat chametz, afal gab de b'yadam, even though they're also in a position to do it, Mikol makom, we have the right to lo mamnin lehu. But if it would be an obligation from the Torah, we would not believe them. In other words, normally we would believe, but not in this case. Why? Mishum, de ikatircha yeterta, there's extra work involved with it, Vitzarek Dikduk Gadol requires a lot of, you know, attention to it. Kidmucha Pirushalmi Shemafarish from the Shinashim Aslaniyot Hain. Women are Aslaniyot. Now, this is going to get me into hot water, but the Gemara is saying that women, they're a little dilatory and they're not so punctilious in checking. So I normally wouldn't rely on the woman, but if it was a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's a mitzvah only d'rabbanan, and the Chachamim said we could believe them. Now, I spoke to Rabbi Sabalovsky today, and this is one of the nice things about learning in a yeshiva. There's people around you can ask. He said you could give a different shot. You could say that women are so busy cleaning up before Pesach that they, you know, are a little dilatory with bedikas chametz because they've been working cleaning the whole house, so they might not be so careful with the bedika because they feel they've checked everything, you know, a million times beforehand. Or he said, he quoted from the Me'iri and that Yerushalmi says the opposite. The Me'iri says that, or he has a different version of Yerushalmi, says that the women are aslaniyot, means that they are more careful because they're not like occupied with business, with working, and so they have time on their hands, so they are more careful with it. But anyway, but the basic idea that Tosos is saying is that there's a whole variety of areas where we do have nemanis for a woman. A woman has nemanis. Look, every husband, you have to give nemanis only for the kashrut of the house, and a woman has nemanis to say her status, whether she's an either or not, which is an important din. So every woman has nemanis for certain things, but she can't give edus. So, but she has nemanis on things that's under her dominion and control. So, but by bedika, there's as far as say she would not have nemanis. So therefore, the Gemara brings down that on a din de rabbanan, they said that for this we could rely on them. All right, so that's the basic ideas the Gemara is learning, that there's a chazaka, the presumption that people do check, and that we can believe women and abadim and ketanim. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
Why do we say on the 14th? Why not? Why don't we say before the shkiah or after the shkiah? What happens if they clean it yesterday, 13th?
Is
that sufficient?
Well, if a person's going on a trip, we say, and that's dafka, we say they should. I mean, there's a whole question. If a person's taking a trip, so ideally, let's say a person, when people used to take trips pre-COVID, so persons, let's say they're leaving their house 5 days before Pesach. So I think the ideal method would be that they have somebody appointed who would check the house on the night of Bdikas Chametz. That would be the ideal method for somebody going on a trip. But a lot of times they can't do it, so I think they say, so when people leave, so I think they say they should do the bedika before they leave the house, I think they say. They still have a chiyuv to do bedika, even though they're leaving on a trip, they have a chiyuv to do bedikas chametz.
So I'm asking a question, landlord and tenant.
Right.
The tenant comes in the evening, the night of the 14th. Is it before shkia?
Well, you tell me what it is.
The Gemara
is saying if the Mesirat Mafteach is taking place, in other words, the Chiva Bdika begins at nightfall on the 14th. So if the Mesirat Mafteach took place before that, the landlord gave him the keys before that, now it's the tenant's responsibility. If that didn't take place and he gives him the keys the next day, then it's the landlord's responsibility.
Shkia.
So I'm saying that you're splitting hairs at this point. At nightfall, who had the maftechot? Were the maftechot given? So the period between shkia and seis would be, you know, like the dividing line. But whoever had the maftechot during that period of time is one who has the obligation to do the bedikas chametz. All right. Any other questions, comments, and thoughts? Robert, you're good. You're looking puzzled. You're right. Okay. Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on. All right, let's take a look. All right, let's see. Okay, and Pesach David, it's nice having you as well. All right, now let's take a look. So now we're around midway down the column on Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, everybody with me? So Ibai Lehu Amaskir Bait Lechaveiro B'Cheskat Baduk. Now let's say somebody leases premises to his friend, you know, with the presumption that it's been checked, umetzao sheino baduk. And now the tenant, in other words, let's say we had the case, let's say on the night of the 14th, the landlord had the chiv to do bedika, and now the tenant takes possession of the premises on the morning of the 14th. and he walks in and he sees chametz all over the place. So the Gemara says, he says, Mahu, mihabi kemechach tau, do I say, can he pull out of the deal? In other words, he's got a lease arrangement with his landlord. And he says, I thought I'm having a premises which has been checked already. And now everything, so can he pull out of the deal? Can he use that as a basis for pulling out of his tenancy? Oh, no, or not. Now, Cheska Baduk, actually, if you look at the Tosfos, the third to last Tosfos, Tosfos says, near the Rashba, this is not the famous Rashba, Div Shoshasar Iris. Tosfos says it's on the 13th of Nisan. Div Orosal Amaski Lavdok. But let's say it would be the 13th, and the landlord represented he had checked the premises, and then the tenant flies not this way. So is that a basis for pulling out of the lease arrangement? So let's take it back to the Gemara. He says, Mahu. Mihavi kemechach taut, is it a mechach taut, like a mistaken arrangement? You know, I thought I was getting a horse, and then you saw like Fiddler on the Roof. You know, it was a horse. You know, and they get a donkey or something like that, a mule. He says, Olo. So Tashma the Amar Abai. So Abai says he can't pull out of the deal. Loma Abai ba'atrid lo yavi agra ubatku. Now he takes it that there are two localities. In one locality, people don't pay money to people to check the premises. He says, the nichlele initial kiyumi mitzvah begufe. We assume that a person would rather do the mitzvah begufo. In other words, in Akinami, like let's say he was on the 13th. So now I thought I'm getting a premises has been checked already. I see the comments all over the place. So, but the Gemara assumes that a person would really rather check on his own. In other words, a person wants to do the mitzvah. He says, Ella fil ba'atra diavi agru banku. But even in a locality where people pay, let's say they pay $100 for professional bedikas, people to check on Leil Pesach, Leil Erev Pesach, even then he can't pull out of the deal. The nichlelinish lekimi mitzvah money. A person would rather fulfill the mitzvah with his own money. So let's look at Rashi. He says, So if you look at Ella Afilu, it's four lines above where it gets wide. Ella Afilu ba'atra denehi in Rashi. Denehigi kol b'nei a'ir l'skor botkin kol ish b'veito. Even if in this locality everybody hires people to check, de'ika hashta chisaron kis. So there's money that's involved. Afilu hachi iyade be'et mol de'lo badik lo havi hadar be'. So Rashi says he would not have withdrawn from the agreement if he had known about the true facts yesterday. The nichale chule, a person would rather do mitzvah with his money. But hide the kahadar bay, and the fact that he's like trying to pull out, shemilta achriti, it's another reason. The ashach beta achriti shapirmina, it's like typical landlord tenant. The tenant found a better premises, that's what he's pulling out. This thing about the checking, the not checking, isn't the real basis for pulling out of the deal. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did?
The case is that you rented an apartment with the assumption that the guy checked it for you?
Yeah, it sounds
and
like...
And we're saying it's not mikach taut?
That's correct. In other words, it doesn't go to the heart of the agreement between the parties. One second.
I don't see how that can be mikach taut. The guy told you, I'm going to check it, and you rented it based on that assumption.
Yeah. So he says in footnote 11, he says, according to many commentators, the Gemara's inquiry is applicable only when the tenant did not specifically state he wished to rent a house that had already been searched. If he made, in other words, he didn't stipulate that, but if he made such a stipulation, the rental agreement is certainly annulled. Others maintain, however, that even in this case, such a stipulation, the agreement would not necessarily be nullified. Some want to say even if they had discussed it, but the point is, in other words, I there are some things that are like, you know, like de minimis non curat lex, like the law doesn't involve itself with trifles. That's from secular law. But in other words, things are like, you know, like I bought everything and some small detail is, you know, not 100% the way I thought it would be. So that's the way the Gemara is taking it. In other words, that you basically, you know, it was your agreement was to go forward with the deal. And this part is like irrelevant to going forward or not with the transaction. That's the way the Gemara seems to take it. In other words, this is just an excuse to pull out of the deal. It's not the real basis. That's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, even Lu Yetzir, you would have known the true facts, you would have gone forward with it. That's what the Gemara is saying. Even if you would have known the true facts, you would have gone forward with the deal. either because nichle leinish labid mitzvah begufe, a person likes doing the mitzvah himself, or nichle mitzvah mamone. All right, that's the way the Gemara takes it. All right, now we're at the 10 lines from the bottom, and I got to wrap it up. Okay, Tanana Tam. Now, Tanana Tam is usually, we learn the Mishnah there, it's usually a different Masechta. In this case, it's the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, which is the Daf Yomi, 1 week from tonight. He says, Tanana Tam, and we did this Mishnah on Amud Aleph, I went over it with you. He says, Tanana Tam, Remeir Omer, Ochlin Kol Chamesh. Remeir says that on Erev Pesach, now on Erev Pesach, at Chatzot is a Din Torah. At noon or midday on Erev Pesach, from the Torah level, I cannot eat chametz at that point. And from the Torah level, I have to have disposed of all my chametz. I can't be in possession of my chametz from noon. And then the Chachamim added an earlier period of time. So that's where we're going. Tanana Tam, Remeir Omer, Ochlin Kol Chamesh. Remeir says you can eat chametz for the first 5 hours a day. So Din Torah, you can eat chametz the first 6 hours of the day. So Remeir says the first 5 hours. Now, assuming that the day is divided, the day is always divided into 12 equal hours. But assuming that the day is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., sunrise is at 6 a.m., sunset is 6 p.m., assuming the day is measured from sunrise to sunset, and all those things are not so 100% clear, but assuming all that would be true, so it means that I can eat up until 11 a.m., I can eat chametz, according to Rav Meir, and then at the beginning of the sixth hour, which is right after 11 a.m., I have to burn the chametz. It's an Isur Hana. Again, all on a Drabanan level. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oakland Kol Arba, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can only eat through the fourth hour, till 10 a.m. In other words, we're choshesh, we're afraid that people are going to make a mistake. In other words, if the Torah says you can eat up till noon, but we're afraid people are going to make a mistake in 2 hours. We don't want them to eat chametz when they're prohibited from eating chametz. So Rabbi Yehuda says you can eat kol arba only till 10 a.m. Betolin kol chamesh, and the next hour you're like in abeyance. In other words, you can't eat it, but you can still get hana from the chametz. He says v'sorfin b'chilat sheish, and then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour again. So he agrees that you burn it at the beginning of 11 a.m. But everybody agrees that on Din Torah, you're not allowed to possess chametz from 12 noon. Everybody agrees with that. Menalem, where do we see the Torah says that the prohibition against possessing chametz begins at 12 noon? When I say 12 noon, I mean a halachic 12 noon begins on Erev Pesach. Where does the Torah say that it begins on 12 noon? So Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Trei Kroi Ktiveh. There are two psukim that are written that will yield the answer to this. He says, Ktiv Shivati Mim Se'or Li Maseh Vatechem. One pasuk says, for 7 days, Se'or, leaven, should not be found in your homes. That's Bal Yimatzeh. We talk about Bal Yero Bal Yimatzeh. That's Bal Yimatzeh. He says, Uchtiv, Ach Bayom Rishon Teshbi Sor Vatechem. On the first day, you should dispose of the leaven. So normally I would think, in other words, this is a 7-day holiday, and if I just read and translate the psukim, on the first day of Yantiv, I'm going to dispose of the chametz. Haketzad, but one pasuk says 7 days, one says the first day. How do I reconcile those psukim? So the rabot, arbas, or the biur. So the second pasuk is not talking about the first day Yantiv. Bayom Rishon means on Erev Yantiv. So it goes Bayom Rishon, is Erev Yantiv, I have to destroy the chametz. So we still didn't get to 12 noon yet, but he says, maybe Ach Bayom Rishon is telling me that I have to destroy the chametz on the night of Pesach, the Seder night. He says, because I would have thought, Yamim Ktiv, Yamin in Leilo. The first pasuk says, Shivat Yamim, 7 days, days, literally days. You can't have leaven in the house. He says, so night not. So maybe the Ach Bayom Rishon is teaching me the first night I have to destroy the chametz. He says, Lo Sakadaitach. Yamim Ktiv, Yamim in Leilo, Kamashvalan, Afil Leilo. So maybe it's teaching me that even night, maybe Ach Bayom Rishon means like the first night. So he says, Hahulo it's Tarichale. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that the first night you're not allowed to own the chametz. On the top line in Hayam and Aleph. He says, now it's like things equal in math. Things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. So we're going to hekesh. Hekesh is when things are compared or connected to one another. He says, da itkash hashpatas or lachilat chametz. The obligation to dispose, to eliminate the leaven, is connected to the prohibition against eating chametz. He says, vachilat chametz lachilat matzah. And eating chametz, the prohibition, is connected to the mitzvah of eating matzah. Hashpatas were lachilat chametz. How were the first two elements? In other words, the disposing of the leaven and eating chametz. 7 days, leaven shouldn't be found in your homes. Ki kol ochel machmetzet v'nichrato. Whoever eats machmetzet, which Chazal darshan out is like a mixture of chametz, you get karet. So the obligation, I can't possess it, and I can't. In other words, I can't possess it when I can't eat it. That's the thing we're looking. In other words, I can't possess chametz at any point when I can't eat the chametz. He says, "Va'achilat chametz la'achilat matzah." And eating chametz is connected to eating matzah. Dechtiv kol machmetz lo tochelu v'chol shvoteichem toklu matzot. You can't eat chametz; you should eat matzah. So I know the mitzvah to eat matzah at night. So I know for sure that I can't possess the chametz at night. In other words, the mitzvah to eat matzah is at night, the night of the Seder. And I know that eating the matzah is connected to the prohibition against eating chametz. And so I can't eat chametz at night. And eating chametz is connecting to possessing chametz. So I know already I can't possess chametz at night. So I don't need Ach Bayom Rishon is not coming to teach me that. That I know from a different limud. He says, so v'eim l'rabot leil arba asor l'biur. So maybe it's coming to teach me Ach Bayom Rishon that I have to destroy the chametz on the night of the 14th when we search for the chametz. It says Bayom Ktiv. It says Ach Bayom. Maybe it means in the morning. In the morning, I have to destroy the chametz. He says, ach chalek. So ach chalek means I divide the day. Ach is a miut. In other words, it's ach. It's like a limitation on it. So ach is teaching me that I'm going to divide the day. So ach bayim rishon is erev Pesach, and ach is teaching me that the day I'm going to divide in half. Now, Rashi has a different pshat also. He says he's got like a way to work with gematria, where you if you look in the Rashi, it's near the asterisk in the Rashi around the sixth narrow line. He's got like groups of three letters, each separated by seven letters. In other words, Aleph, Chet, and Samach. In other words, if I begin counting, the first letter, then the eighth letter, and then the 15th letter. So you have Aleph, Chet, and Samach. And then Beit, Tet, Ayin, Gimel, Yud, Pei, Dalet, Chaf, Tzadi. So all of those three letters in a certain gematria can be interchanged. So ach, the aleph, can be interchanged with the chet of ach. And the chaf sofit can be interchanged with the tzadi. So if I do that, I have chetz or chatzi. So ach bayom rishon is teaching me half the day. Okay, so anyway, the basic idea the Gemara said is ach bayom rishon is teaching me that on Erev Pesach, at the middle of the day, I have a chiv to destroy the chametz at noon. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, I'm going to end the recording. All right, one second, let me end recording. Okay.